broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Wintertime is back. So come test drive the Honda CR-V, the HR-V, and the fully redesigned for 2019 Honda Pilot, all earning top marks and five-star overall safety scores from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration at Honda North. Your safety matters most. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
The Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station, 97.7. Final Sunday in January already is here. And we are ready to present you with some local music here tonight on the Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, presented by 97.7 Shady Lady Productions. And, well, here is Shady Lady's own. Utah Burgess. How you doing, Utah?
Shady Lady's one and only, yeah. Doing pretty good, Bob. How are you?
One-man band. Well, you usually get some core help, though, always cool. And that's respect right there. But I hope you're doing okay this morning, moving okay, because it was a busy night last night. The big Southern Fried Rock Show event.
Yeah, 14 years. 14 years. It's amazing. And always a great time. Hats off to the bands for coming up and just showing what local music is all about every year, year in, year out. And last night was no exception, so thank you, everybody.
It's always a great way to kick off the year and I think set the tone for the local music scene because that's such a great event. You put such a great lineup together. I mean, each one of those bands that you have out there could be a headliner in their own right. And to put them all together on one bill, as you do with several of your events each year, it's just a remarkable, a great sample of the talent that is here.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, it's also great to just to see people come out and support local music. And, you know, leading up to the show, I was posting photos and memories from years past. And, you know, it's always been a solid attended show. And just appreciate everybody coming out and supporting local music.
And the Rockin' Red Barn that has been one of those big supporters of local music as well.
Yeah, that's a true live music venue.
Yeah, absolutely. So next up will be some Heartbreaking, and you'll have a ball doing that too. Right?
Yeah, Heartbreaker's Ball. We'll be throwing down with that. So coming up next, pay attention.
All right, stay tuned on that. Of course, stay tuned as well. Each Friday we have been revealing our next act that will be part of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year, presented by Woodman Life, and it's July 12th and 13th out of Cooper's Lake Campground, and we're excited to reveal every Friday and another one of the acts, and busy putting that whole event together and all of the facets that go with it. I think it's going to be another fantastic year, and it'll be half as many of the Southern Fried Rock shows, but still 7th annual coming up.
Yeah, pretty proud of that, actually. So we've put a lot of work and effort into that, and it's been growing every year, and you know, couldn't do it without all the help that we get with Lamac Productions. And of course, Cooper's Lake Campground is just an incredible venue, and of course, the sponsors who we have to welcome aboard a new sponsor joining Aqua Solutions is Cummings Coffee. So he's back for his second year sponsoring that with us. So appreciate it.
Appreciate all the sponsors, the people that come together to help us put that event on for you, and all of the folks that plan to come out. And we've been hearing quite a buzz, people looking forward to it. And if you've never been there, you're missing a great time. Whether you come and stay for the weekend or just come out and sample it for the first time, we'd hope you do that. $20 admission for those adults, and that's for the entire weekend. It's not that you're going to come out Friday and pay $20 and then pay $20 again. It's for the whole weekend. You take it and use it as you see fit. We put a Menard band on you, and away you go. If you want to stay for the weekend, that is separate price-wise through Cooper's Lake Campground, but prerequisite to the weekend is not necessarily staying. We hope you would consider that, though, especially when, you know, that's why we put 17 and under kids get in free, because we want it to be a family experience for you. We hope you have that opportunity if you have a family. There's a lot to do out there, and everybody's going to have a great time, and you're going to hear some great music.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and everybody who finally does check it out seems to come back the next year, and so that speaks for itself right there. And the lineup is always stellar. Like you said, we're announcing it every Friday, and we're a little bit ahead of things this year, so things are really rolling well, and looking forward to it.
TheBandJam.com is the website. You can go to that and download your tickets right there. You can also get a link over to Cooper's Lake if you'd like to investigate that a little bit. We are kind of a bittersweet show, I guess you could say, tonight, because in the last couple of weeks, we've talked a little bit about the Needs Hotel in Lawrenceville has shut down. And there's a gentleman who lived at that hotel and performed at that hotel regularly. And he's been a past guest, and he's done some great things in his career. But apparently, with the Needs Hotel closing its doors, he's going to put down his guitar, apparently. And we're talking about Slim Forsythe.
Yeah, we had him on a few years back, and that was just such a fun episode. He's a character and one of them individuals that you just love crossing paths with. So, yeah, glad he's going to call in and check in with us and tell us what the future holds for Slim.
Yeah, so we'll find out about that. But you had an opportunity as well to be out and about and catch some live local original music out and about. And there's a place called North Country Brewing that a lot of people will recognize in Slippery Rock, where they've got great tasting beers and some good food. And they have a cannery that they had opened in recent years. And they have been evolving some local music out that way. And you had an opportunity to stop by.
Yeah, the Noble Hops got to play out there for one of their bike nights last year, and now Jennifer Lynn Baker is hosting their open mics out there. So she had one this a week ago Thursday, went out and checked it out, and caught a couple of remotes there. What a turnout of musicians and people who came out to listen. You'll even hear the crowd and some of the remotes, and you know, they were really into it, and it was a fun night, and they're going to be doing a lot more music out there. So we can check out... Here, a little remote with the owner, Bob, and Johnny Cat here.
All right, hey, everybody, this is Utah. I am live on remote at North Country Brewing, the tap room in Slippery Rock. I'm here with Bob, the owner, and, of course, everybody knows Johnny Cat. If you don't, I don't know, you must have just moved here from Bangladesh or something. But anyway, how you guys doing tonight?
Good, man. Good. Good to hear your music today.
Awesome. Hey, we are out here at an open mic night. You guys have started this up. You're going to be doing it once a month. What is it, pretty much second Thursday of the month?
Yeah, we're talking about twice a month.
And, twice a month, okay. You know,
there's all possibilities. Actually, we recognize there's not any music on Saturdays and no open mics on Saturday nights, so Saturdays might be the way we go, like five on, you know. Every Saturday, yep.
Cool. We love the open mics. It gives people a great opportunity, of course, to showcase their original music. We just heard a guy named Seth play four straight songs of his own, and the whole place was blown away by it.
Yeah, plus an encore. Yeah.
Fantastic. What a voice.
His voice was
very unique.
Yeah, absolutely unique.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, we heard you singing earlier with Jennifer Lynn Baker. Jennifer. You are her better half. We all know that. And of course, she is, I guess, the... host of the evening tonight.
I knew him first.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. All right. And of course, both Johnny and Jennifer sing in the Noble Hops band. So
you
don't know that either. Then you've moved from Bangladesh. We've already established that. But
it's a great country.
Yes, it is. Right. Exactly. Been there many times. You guys actually tapped a new beer tonight. It's supposed to tap tomorrow night, but somehow it went through tonight. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we ran out of a beer, and if we ran out of that beer, we tapped a Lornado.
Lornado.
Which is actually Jen and Johnny's daughter, Lauren, a production manager. Named after Lornado. She is a Lornado. She is a, she's awesome, man. She takes care of everybody here at this production brewery, in this tap room here. And really just takes a lot of weight off my shoulders and makes it all gel. Yeah.
Cool stuff. I do a lot of the brew fests and that. I either play at them or sometimes I serve a beer myself because I'm a brewer as well. I see her at all of the brew fests, and you guys are always out there as well. So you can probably hear the music in the background. So we've got a full open mic going here. So you need to hop over and give North Country Brewing a like and check it out. Follow their schedule. Right?
Nice. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you heard it. Lots of local live music coming right here to North Country Brewing.
Well, there you have it. That's actually one of two visits to the North Country Brewing Cannery that we're going to have with Utah, an on-location visit.
Yes, and apparently my microphone works very well with live music in the background, so I don't need to shout. I will have to keep that in mind. But February 2nd, they're going to be doing another one up there, and it sounds like they're going to get a lot more music going on up there, so reach out to them.
It's Groundhog Day.
Oh,
How ironic that will be when we talk with Slim Forsythe coming up next.
There you go.
Who has visited Gobbler's Knob and performed for the festivities up there multiple times. We're going to visit with Slim Forsythe coming up in just a couple of moments, and we'll hear from Utah live at North Country in a bit here on the show tonight, but let's get to some music.
All right, yeah. We were recapping the Southern Fried Rock Show earlier, so let's throw on some Justin Wade and his latest single, Woman. This is a great song, so give it a listen.
All right, well, let's follow it up with a cut from the recently released CD by Mr. Vit DeBacco. He had a CD release party a couple of weeks back down at the Fun House at Mr. Small's, and I tell you, my wife and I have been listening to this entire CD quite a bit. Can't get enough of it. I encourage you to pick it up. It's a great release, great production. The vision of Vit DeBacco has come to full circle on this particular disc. He's worked on it a long time, and we're going to play you the song Wherever from Vit DeBacco's latest release. Writer's Tears is the name of the album. And you've got it all here tonight on the local music show Grassroots on The Rock Station 97.7.
Anyway. something to be achieved. It seems it's a mystery, one that's hard to perceive. But is door number one better than door number two? Should I care anyway? Given my time, I couldn't make up my mind anyway.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. And we welcome you on board tonight along with the Rainbow Inn, home of the Man Can special, and our second segment sponsor, and they're our longest-running sponsor of the show, and we certainly hope that you would stop by and share a little time with them. They like to have a great time. They like to share a little bit with the community folk, and you're one of those. And if you'd like to stop by, they are located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. A refreshingly good time. They're open Monday through Saturday. Come on down for a sporting event, or just come on down because. Don't need a reason.
Bucko baseball is just a couple of months away, and you got hockey in full swing, so get on down there and say hello to them.
There you go. Hey, and, you know, I have a son that's starting to write now for the Rum Bunner. He's doing a little Bucko stuff, so
nice.
He's high on them this year. I don't know if I'm going to drink the pail just yet, but we'll see where it leads us. But I'll have a man can.
There you go.
I won't turn that down. Not going to turn down the opportunity either to speak with a gentleman named Slim Forsyth. He is joining us here this evening on the show, and we are very excited for that. And we're going to find out where the future is going to lead for Mr. Slim Forsyth here as well. But Slim, welcome back to the Grassroots Show.
Hey, fellas, Bob, Utah, it's wonderful to be talking with you on the radio again.
It's been a few years, I think, since we've had the opportunity to have Slim grace our presence. But you know, let's just give a little kind of an update on what you've been up to and what you've been doing with yourself.
Well, I think we last talked in the fall of 2014, when shortly after I had done your show, you let me come back on the air to pay tribute to my fiddle player, Scratchy Hutter, who had passed away in October of 2014. And we played some of my songs that featured her beautiful fiddle playing. I always remembered that, guys, and very thankful for that opportunity. So that was, gosh, 4.5 years ago now. I've had a wonderful 2018 with all kinds of fabulous live performances. And I'm in my 11th year now living at Needs Hotel, which we're going to talk about. And altogether, it's been about 14 years now that I've been doing this Slim thing. And like I said, just they say a good prize fighter is only as good as his last match. And my last match was a surfing Christmas with the Turbo Sonics at Needs Hotel back on December 22nd, and that was a grand slam, a wonderful evening of live music. So, yeah, I'm doing good, but I'm winding down. I'm laying this Slim thing aside, and I would like to mention I got one more Pittsburgh show, which is going to be this Wednesday night at the Club Cafe on the South Side. I'm going to be opening for Wayne the Train Hancock out of Oklahoma. He's the king of honky-tonk swing, and it's going to be a great show. But I'm going to play a farewell show, just me on my guitar and my bass player for the last 13 years, Candy Mountain. And I've selected 7 songs that mean a lot to me. And it's going to be a beautiful evening. And thanks for the opportunity to mention that on your show.
Well, it's kind of bittersweet for us to hear, but I'm sure exciting for you to find out where life will lead you from here. It's been a remarkable run, Slim. I mean, I know we had you on shortly after you were honored out in the Midwest for being a songwriting talent. And I mean, for somebody that didn't come in, I guess you could say, into your professional life as a musician, you certainly had that blow up very quickly and very impressively as well.
Yeah, that was, I was inducted into America's old-time country music Hall of Fame out there in Iowa. 2014 was also the year that we made the TV show live from Needs Hotel. We just have one episode so far, and that may be it, I guess, but that episode ran on our PBS station here, Channel 13, WQED, several times, and was nominated for an Emmy. That was a tremendous honor. And so, yeah, 2014 was a great year, and the last 4 or 5 since then have just been getting better and better.
That's awesome. That was such a fun show and an enjoyable watch. I thought it was a great sample of what this music scene in Pittsburgh is all about.
Yeah, that we really enjoyed that ourselves. That was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
So one final show, and then that's it. You're going to hang up the guitar and see where life...
Yeah, I would want to mention one tiny little thing. I had only actually confirmed 2 shows in 2019, and I didn't want to break my promise. One of them is, you know, this Wednesday at the Club Cafe. And then another one that I had confirmed many months ago is going to be down around West Virginia, way down in Fayette County, right on the West Virginia line. But that's not until August. So I will play that because I promised I would. But otherwise, I canceled a lot of my sort of yearly shows that hadn't been nailed down. And what happened was, I had been pondering this decision for a while now, and I had pretty much come to the conclusion that I was just going to do one more year around with my shows at Needs Hotel and 1 or 2 other little exceptions, but I was going to cancel everything else and just focus on my shows at Needs, play about 10 or 15 shows there in 2019, and then hang it up. And this is no exaggeration. Within about an hour after I had made that decision and taken steps in that direction, I had a heart-to-heart talk with Jimmy Need in my room up here at Needs Hotel. And he told me that Needs was going to stay closed for the foreseeable future. And so after I had pretty much canceled all my non-Needs Hotel shows, an hour later I learned that Needs Hotel was canceled.
Oh my.
And so that pretty much just accelerated a decision I was already planning to make, but it accelerated it by a year. And so now I am you know, laying this one thing aside. And what I'm trying to do, fellas, and again, thanks for the opportunity to share this story with your readers. I'm trying to respond to what I believe is the call of the Lord Jesus for a closer walk with Him in a life of service to others. I don't know exactly what shape that's going to take, but I'm taking, you know, baby steps towards it. And this was a big step, laying aside the slim thing.
Well, and that's a track that you've not been shy about traveling on, having told us the story of traveling overseas and giving service then. So obviously this is in your spirit, and you're being felt to do something different, I guess, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'm really happy with what I have been able to accomplish over the last 14 years with Slim Forsythe. I feel and believe and hope that I've created some things of lasting value. And the crazy thing about today is now they got this internet out there, and it's almost scary. Virtually everything I've done is just a few keystrokes away. People could watch live performances of mine for the next couple of weeks, and also my recorded works are available through GetHip.com. And so, you know, that's out there. People can access it and enjoy it anytime. Live from Neat's Hotel is out there and can be watched anytime. So it just seemed like the right time to make this change.
Well, let's play a little Slim Forsythe, and we'll continue our conversation tonight. And let's dig out Down on My Knees at Neat's Hotel. Give us a little background of that song, if you would, Slim.
Well, I wrote this song way back in May of 2008, and it's kind of become my theme song, and I believe the version you have, it was featured on our TV show, and I think that's the version you have, where I did it as a beautiful duet with Molly Alphabet. And this is a really nice piece.
Slim Forsythe on the Grassroots Show here tonight. Listen in and enjoy on The Rock Station 97.7.
Please welcome back to the stage, or perhaps I should say, please welcome to the space between the cooler and the Pennsylvania lottery machine, Molly Alphabet. I just love the job that Molly does on this beautiful duet with me, and here's a song I wrote about where I'm from now, Pittsburgh in general and Lawrenceville in particular. Song about heartache, love sickness, and redemption, entitled Down on My Knees at Neat's Hotel Again. Last night I sang my heart out at the Thunderbird Cafe. We must have played every song we know, and a couple we don't know. The folks all clapped and hollered, but when my work was done, I was standing in a crowded room alone. Praying for the grace to heed the truth I know so well. Down on my knees at Neat's Hotel. You know, dear friends, a great American songwriter, Stephen Collins Foster, was born and raised around Neat's Hotel. and he's laid to rest just about a half mile down the road. And that graveyard's good for walking and spotting white-tailed deer. There's a footpath through the woods that takes me home.
Precious Lord, you told the heavy laden you'd come to give them rest. When will this restless longing let me be? Is there nothing short of dying to ease my aching heart? When will your words of comfort comfort me?
Because I'm down on my knees, I need to tell again. Praying for the grace to heed the truth I know so well. Down on my knees at Needs Hotel. Down on my knees at Needs Hotel. Down on my knees at Needs Home. Sitting in the kitchen all by myself on a hazy birthday morn, thinking about all the things I've done since the day that you were born. All the people and places I left behind, the dreams that slipped through my hands. But being your dad is the best job I've had. Happy birthday, Sam. On the day you were born, I was working downtown, trying to make me a name. And by the time you were two, that plan fell through, and I was starting all over again. And when you stepped on that bus for your first day of school, I was trying to manage a band. But being your dad is the best job I've had. Happy birthday, Sam. Now you started in playing piano, I started in on wife number three. And you stuck with it, son, that's more than I can say for me. I wrote a few novels, I even sold a few books, as you changed from a boy to a man. But being your dad is the best job I've had. Happy birthday, Sam. I was moonlighting at the Park Lane Apartments when you started learning to drive. And now you want to go to engineering college? Well, I'm working with my hands till five. And you keep on landing on that honor roll. I landed in a country band. But being your dad is the best job I've had. Happy birthday, Sam. Let's take it up a notch, fellas. I used to lay on the floor till you fell asleep. I kept your bedroom monster free. But son, I never thanked you for keeping them away from me. Because learning to be a father to you made me a better man. And being your dad is the best job I've had. Happy birthday, Sam. Yeah, being your dad is the best job I've had. Happy birthday, Sam.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
We are here on 97.7 FM, professing the local music scene. Bob in Utah with you here tonight. It is the Grassroots Show, and this segment brought to you by Broz's Superette. High on the hill, right on the price. They are located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Got to tell you, I'm up there every week picking up some pounds of burger, make my own hamburgers, and it is the best tasting burgers that you can imagine. And because of the football games that have been happening, we've been digging into some of their hot sticks and their cheese sticks, and it's fantastic stuff. Hope you'll stop by and check it out.
I was going to say, you can stock up for the Super Bowl.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah. And they do some killer stuff up there, so I encourage you to swing on up and enjoy. Whether you're just going to get some deli meats or going to pick up some steaks, did a fantastic roast from up there. It's one of my stops because it's in my neighborhood, but it should be your neighborhood stop as well. Butler's best hot sausage and homemade sides and salads. Homemade is the key, too. And it's all right at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Broz's Superette. Slim Forsyth joining us on the show here tonight. And we just heard a song, Slim, called Happy Birthday, Sam. Give us a little background of that song again.
Well, that's a wonderful little autobiographical piece on me. I was coming up, the original title was Merry Christmas, Sam. It was Christmas time, and I needed to get something for my son. I was broke, as usual. I sat down at the kitchen table, and I wrote that song for him, and then I kind of parlayed it into Happy Birthday, Sam, so it wouldn't just be a seasonal number. But yeah, he's doing great. He grew up, went to Penn State, got a degree in chemistry. He's going to be 29 years old next month, February 6th, and a beautiful son. I also have an older boy, 43-year-old son out in Seattle, Scotty. So a very proud, loving father of both of my boys, Scott and Sam. And, Happy Birthday, Sam, is a wonderful way to sort of tell a little bit of the story of the changes. Yeah, this change we've been talking about, it happened to me before. All through my life, I've just found myself kind of up against a wall, restless, unhappy, feeling like I need to make a change. And some of those watershed moments are detailed in a playful way in that song, Happy Birthday, Sam.
That's very cool. Well, of course, you told us the unique story, too, traveling back from overseas that kind of triggered you even doing music on your own.
Well, I started, I have said this many times. I wanted to be a singer in a band since I was 8 years old, and like millions of kids in my generation, I saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. I mean, really, it's no exaggeration. Nothing was the same after that. I would imagine, an eight-year-old kid sucking that in from the boob tube. And so I was Beatles, Dylan, Stones, Creedence, Van Morrison, as a kid, cut my teeth on all that stuff. And it wasn't until really I was almost in my 40s to the music of Hank Williams. And that kind of set me on the path to what I call classic country western mountain gospel, bluegrass, and rockabilly. And I began the band. The idea to start my first band came in 2004. And then it rolled on from there.
Very cool. I'm curious, and I think I probably asked this before, but it's been a while since we've had an opportunity to speak with you. Where did the name Park Lane Drifters come from? Because it was Slim Forsyth and the Park Lane Drifters.
Well, at the time I started that band, I was working two jobs, running myself ragged, and working two jobs. Had a big job down at City Hall, and at night I was the nighttime doorman at the Park Lane Apartments in Highland Park. It's that big 22-story purple building up by the reservoir, and they had a concierge there for many, many years, and I was one of them. And I met a lot of really nice people, fascinating people, had a lot of wonderful experiences there. I did it for about a year and a half, and it was the Park Lane, and I called the first band the Park Lane Drifters. Hank Williams band was called the Drifting Cowboys. I think that's probably where the Drifter thing came in. And so we were Slim Forsythe and the Park Lane Drifters.
That's amazing. Well, I would love to be able to say, being that Slim's going to hang up the guitar strings after this year and the two gigs that you've told us, that we would come down to the Needs Hotel and sit down and have a Duquesne with you, but I guess we're going to have to take our six-pack and head out and find a train so that they do have Duquesne on that train. But saddened to hear that, but I'm sure it's as far as you're performing and having resided there, probably a tough time knowing that the Needs Hotel has closed up permanently.
Well, yeah, and let me just take a second here to pay tribute to the coin of the realm, a prince among men, my brother, Jimmy Need. He's been like a brother to me, took me in like a stray dog back there in 2008, and what he and I and many others have been able to create at Needs Hotel and experience together is nothing short of amazing. I really got a kick out of when the interviewer on TV asked Jimmy a week or two ago when the story broke, said, well, what's the next step? And Jimmy looked dead into the camera and said, a good night's sleep. And I think that epitomizes the situation. He needs a break, and I obviously support him 100% in wherever the future leads him. And he's sitting right there in the middle of Lawrenceville, the coolest neighborhood in the world, by some accounts, and has got all kinds of options to consider. And I don't know what the ultimate outcome will be, but whatever he does, I wish him well, and I really love the guy. He's been an inspiration to me.
Well, that's a very, very fitting tribute, I think, because Jim Need is a class guy. He's one of the cooler people, too, that we've gotten to cross paths with, I think. So appreciate hearing that.
And there will always be the Needs Hotel Band, mm-hmm. carrying on the name and the legacy, Johnny Vento and the lads. And they've been going like a house on fire throughout the tri-state area and other places too. And wherever they go, they carry the name with them. And in fact, that's how I met you guys, through the Needs Hotel Band and Jimmy Need becoming familiar with you. And like he always does, he talked me up. And before I knew it, I was on your show.
Well, and speaking of where things are going to go, one other thing that was at the Needs Hotel was the Slim Forsythe Museum. I believe you were the curator of that, and I'm curious what's going to happen with
interim
that.
Interim curator.
Interim, that's right.
I'm agreed to serve as interim curator until a permanent replacement can be found. Well, Slim Forsythe Museum at Needs Hotel will be for sale, lock, stock, and barrel. And we're going to have some fun with it. In fact, I'm following in your footsteps, fellas. You just did a commercial, high on the hill and the price is right. Well, we've got the slogan, top floor merchandise at bargain basement prices.
All right.
There you go. Yeah. Awesome.
So, yeah, if you can get it off the wall, I'll sign it.
All right.
So do we need to bring a screwdriver or what?
Oh, gee, I don't have a razor blade, I think, would be the easiest thing. I got stuff stuck up. I've got all kinds of posters and photographs and banners stuck up on the wall. And then if I haven't already sold them, I've got some stage gear, some equipment, some clothing, beautiful shirts, and even a hat or two thrown in there, three hats that I know of, maybe a pair of boots or two. And I think we may try to coordinate that with the sale of some of the bar items and paraphernalia.
Wow.
But that's all. We're going to have to work that out over the next month or so.
Yeah.
Maybe wait till the weather breaks. But, I'm not hauling that anywhere. I'm selling it, giving it away, or throwing it away. I'm walking out of there with a guitar and the clothes on my back. That's my plan.
Wow. Wow. Well, and we must say that there weren't many better dressed than Slim Forsyth when, you know, in all facets.
Well, I've used that picture of me that we took at your studio.
Uh-huh.
I was sporting a brand new Rockmount hibiscus shirt. It was a beautiful thing. I still have that one. And but I remember that picture. But I was going through some stuff. I have a very, very sad look on my face in that picture. I was going through some work-related anxiety, and every time I look at that picture, I think of it.
And so it's funny how moments can be captured and then remembered.
Boy.
Huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Slim Forsyth, it's been an honor to have an opportunity to speak with you musically, and I certainly hope in the long and distant future that we get to speak many times about many other things too.
We'll
see where life leads you, and I'm anxious to see what does happen here in the coming weeks with regard to the Slim Forsyth Museum, and I wouldn't mind having a piece of that needs hotel, even if it's just a bar stool, but we'll have to keep an eye out for all of that. But we wish you the...
We'll be letting everybody know, yeah.
Good. And you have a Facebook page and some social media people can kind of follow along?
Yes, I do, yeah. And it's just my personal Facebook page, Slim Forsyth, and anybody who's out there can get in touch with me that way. And also, my regular email is slimforsyth@hotmail.com.
Slim Forsyth. Let's talk about a couple of songs before we go here, and something very special to you, near and dear to your heart, I know. You're going to take us a little, we're going to take a trek up north before we take a little trek out east, I guess you could say, but Bury Me Up on That Northern Tier. Give us a little insight into that song.
Well, fellas, I can truly say this is one of the best things I think I ever did, especially the instrumental break in the middle of it. It sat in my brain for about a year and a half until we actually did it and recorded it, and then we released the record. It starts with the banjo, goes to the fiddle, goes to the dobro, and goes to the mandolin, and it's just beautiful. But this is a song about my dear mother Betty, who died when I was just a little boy of four. I'm going to be singing this song at the club cafe. I'm going to end my set with it, I think. This Wednesday night, but this song is really close to my heart. In fact, when I was learning it and writing it, I couldn't stop crying. I thought I was going to have to get somebody else to sing it. I finally, after the 15th or 20th time, I could do it without tears welling up in my eyes. So yeah, thanks. I hope your listeners enjoy that, and then I guess we're going to close out with my hit single, The Ballad of Punxsutawney Phil. And there's sort of an intro to that that kind of explains the thing, so I won't repeat it, but it's a nice opportunity to thank all those people up there in Punxsutawney who have been big fans and supporters and really nice people, everybody in the Inner Circle and the Groundhog Club and everybody up there. That was a tremendous opportunity, and I've played Gobbler's Knob four times over the course of my career, and that was huge.
Slim Forsyth, we thank you for the memories shared, the music that you provided us, and I know that memory will allow us to continue the Slim Forsyth memories for many, many years to come, but we appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and congratulate you on a job well done, Slim.
Oh, thanks, fellas. And may the good Lord hold you and all your listeners in the palm of his hand till we meet again on that long lost highway.
Bury me up on that northern tier. Lay me down beside my mother dear. She's sleeping in the ground on the southern edge of town for the better part of 49 long years. In winter snow, summer sun, and autumn rain, she sleeps on a hill outside of Kane. It gets mighty cold up there, but beside her I won't care. Just bury me upon that northern tier. I still see my dad sitting in that chair when he told us she'd gone with the angels fair. And I was sitting on the floor, just a little boy of four, wishing I could follow mother there. My brother started crying soft and low. I didn't cry, and why I still don't know. But in oh so many ways, I've been crying since that day. So bury me up on that northern cheer. Best of me. Very soon I'll hear the Savior calling me. And on that happy day, my spirit flies away. I'm asking you to take what's left of me to that hillside in the county of McKean, where Mother Betty waits so patiently. It gets mighty cold up there, but beside her I won't care. Just bury me upon that. Oh, bury me upon that northern tier. Lay me down beside my mother dear. It gets mighty cold up there. Beside her I won't care. Just bury me upon that northern tier.
Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. And Rosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
You're invited tomorrow night, Monday, January 28th, to stop by the Butler Arts Center in downtown Butler for the second Hope Night event. This is presented by Butler County Community College, the initiative that focuses on opioid addiction recovery and quality of life. They'll be focusing on laughter tomorrow night, December's event focused on music and art. And mark your calendar, speaking of art, February 23rd, Artie Tedesco is back. His band will be performing at the Hard Rock Cafe in Pittsburgh with special guests, the Matt Barranti Band. It all gets underway at 8:30 that evening. Doors open at 7:30. This is Artie Tedesco's first concert here in the Pittsburgh area in two decades. And the show will benefit Building Homes for Heroes. It's a Drusky Entertainment production. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, well, now that you've been rocking away Southern style with the Southern Fried Rock Show, we focus our attention on the Heartbreakers Ball up next, and that'll be Saturday, February 16th at Peter B's. Also a month later, it's the St. Patrick's Day Brutality, also Saturday, March 16th. And mark your calendar as well for our first Rock Done Right tour stop. April the 6th is Ales for Athletes, presented by Ryan's Run. It'll be at the Vagabonds Hall in Lindora. Ales for Athletes, benefiting Butler County Special Olympics. There will be craft breweries serving up the best brews in Butler County. There will also be an all-you-can-eat dinner, raffles, auctions, 50-50, and live music, of course, with the Noble Hops Band and Darren and Craig. Get your tickets today online through ShowClix or at any of the participating breweries. Again, and mark your calendar, that's also a Saturday night, April 6th, at the Vagabond Hall.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Thank you for tuning in tonight to The Rock Station 97.7, and in particular, just like you do every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, our local music show. And we certainly appreciate all of you out there that do share the opportunity to visit with us and also share with your friends the excitement of hearing the local music. We greatly appreciate that. We hear it and see it quite a bit throughout the weeks.
Yeah, I want to give East Coast Turnaround a big shout out also, not only for being a part of last night's show, Southern Fried Rock Show again, but when we had Tim Penska, their drummer, on last week's episode, they were just blowing up social media and really helping us spread the word. So greatly appreciate that, guys.
Yeah, we do. We appreciate all of the listeners and all the bands that have given us music. And again, our email, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. If you can email an MP3 cut over, we welcome you to do that. If you're a band out there listening or a musician, if you have air quality worthy material, we want to play it here on the Grassroots Show. And when you do send over any of your information, or you can catch Utah at any one of the events or shows and get him information as well on a CD, or send it to 252 Pillow Street here in Butler, Pennsylvania, 16001. Please include a little background as well. We get every once in a while, you know, one of these emails from somebody that'll have a song cut with it, and maybe the name of the band if we're lucky. And that's it. That doesn't give us enough background. Where are you from? Who are you? Tell us about it. And we want to be able to brag about you a little bit too as we play your music.
Yeah, it's important to provide help yourself as much as possible. Help us help you.
That's right. It's just a little PR.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'll have to post this, but we're going to have Amanda Noah on soon. She has a new CD out, and she mailed us a couple copies, and they were all unopened and ready to go. And you know what? I had a pile of CDs in my car. I'm driving down the road. I reached over. I'm like, hey, that one's open. Easy enough. And that's still in my CD player. That's a pretty good CD.
Yeah.
So we're going to have her on soon. Looking forward to that.
Oh, great, great. Well, can't believe we're looking at the second month of the year already. Yeah, it just seems like we just started this fun. But we continue to have the fun. Don't forget the bandjam.com website. Hop on over there, get your tickets, check out what we're doing every Friday, revealing those bands one at a time, getting you geared up for the big July 12th and 13th event, presented in part by Woodman Life. And, well, we're going to send Utah back up to North Country Brewing, where you had an opportunity to check out an open mic night.
Yeah, here's another remote. I got to sit down with Jennifer Lynn Baker, who you know, I get the honor to play with in the Noble Hops Band. And so she is the host of their new open mics that are going on up there. The next one is coming February 2nd, and we'll talk a little bit with her right here.
All right, man, this is Utah once again, live remote with the Grassroots Show at North Country Brewing in the tap room. I'm sitting here with tonight's host, Jennifer Lynn Baker. Jennifer Lynn, how's it going?
It's going great, Utah. Oh, how are you doing?
Not poking me in the eyes. This is awesome, awesome, awesome stuff. Hey, you know, we have already talked with Bob and Johnny Cat about tonight's sessions. It sounds like they're going to have a lot of music going on here, local live music. A couple guys up there right now. Who are they?
Oh, yeah, we got great talent up there. We have Josh, who's usually out there cooking up some wings and fine food. We got Mike, he's on the harmonica. He was playing the saxophone just a little bit later with Rob Adams. You might know him from hosting the open mic over at the pub, and he also plays with East and West.
Oh, there you go. So So he hosts his own open mic.
Yeah, Rob Adams over at the pub, the guy that was up playing before these cool folks here.
Of course, you were up earlier. We talked about it, singing with Johnny Cat. Yeah. You did some of your own songs.
And you were up there as well, singing some of your own songs.
Yeah, well, we don't talk about that stuff. But anyway, this is going to be happening. It's happening right now once a month, but they're saying maybe twice a month. And probably starting to do some music on the weekends as well.
Yeah, February 2nd is going to be the next time that we do this. February 2nd, Saturday, just a couple weeks away. So come on out. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, and you can hear the crowd response back here. There's a very good crowd here tonight.
Yeah, nice turnout.
And also, thankfully to the crowd, they happened to kick one of the beers on tap, so they were able to release a brand new beer earlier than planned, which was scheduled for tomorrow, and it has something to do with you.
They sure did, yeah. It was they kicked the Rooftop Hops, and now they have Lornado on tap, which is named after my daughter, Lauren, who is the production manager here at the plant, and using my brother, who owns a coffee shop down in Pittsburgh, Red Hawk Coffee, his beans, and they have the collaboration, and they're going to release it tomorrow, Lornado. Come on out for Yappy Hour 5 to 10.
There you go. Of course, this will have already released because this won't air tomorrow or tonight or anything. However, it's already been released.
You mean we're not going live?
It's already
tonight?
Been released.
It's
no.
been released.
I call this a live remote, but however, this is playing at a later date.
Yeah.
So it's already on tap. Make sure you go and check it out. North Country Brewing, Lornado.
Yeah, you can catch it at Harmony Inn.
That
as
rhymes.
Well.
That rhymes with Tornado, which after being in a band with Jennifer Lynn Baker, I can tell you that fits
you can
perfectly.
See where her daughter got it from. Yeah. Thanks
there
so much,
go.
Utah. All you guys take
thanks.
Care. Love to you, Bob.
Keep rocking.
Too.
Well, there you have it, Utah, live on location, North Country Brewing, and a neat connection, too, that you just heard in the concert calendar, Utah, with North Country and the very special event, Ales for Athletes, coming up in April.
Yep, our first Rock Done Right tour stop is going to be with the Ryan's Run folks again, although this year they are calling their event Ales for Athletes. It still is going to benefit Butler County Special Olympics, but there's going to be a handful of local breweries there, and North Country is going to be one of them. So check it all out. Get your tickets online now, April 6th. Mark the date.
At the Vagabond Center in Lindora, where it has been since its inception.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, just a little adjustment in the name and the style, and I think it's going to be a real, real fun event opportunity for you to attend and have a good time with. And, yeah, if you haven't been hearing us talk a lot about the Rock Done Right Tour, it still is existing. We're just kind of doing it quarterly now, just for our own sanity as much as anything.
Yeah.
Because we can only be stretched like Gumby so long, you know. But, yeah, it is coming back, and it will be the first stop April 6th.
And the band jam is just blowing up so big that that's where we've decided to keep our focus as well, so.
Yeah, we put a lot of time and effort into that, and certainly Utah does with Shady Lady and all of the events that you do. So just a little housekeeping there for you, but keep that in mind, and we encourage you to get out and check out some great stuff. Should mention, too, you just heard the visit with Slim Forsythe, and he was talking about that show on Wednesday because of pre-recording. That was this past Wednesday, but keep an eye out for that other show that he'll be doing. And certainly you can pick up some of his material. It's fantastic stuff, especially if you like some of that old-style country, man. Slim did it right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know what? In keeping with the country western theme that is Slim Forsythe, I say we get Marty Zundel on his song Country Heart on here and help take the show out with that.
All right. We'll follow it up with a gentleman who was part of a recent songwriter circle down at Jurgles in the last year. And I was really struck by this song that he did. This is just a fantastically written tune. Jackson Gardner. We're going to do a little past Crazy. And then a little past this next week, we'll do it again. Sunday nights at 7 o'clock, our thanks to Slim Forsythe and everybody at North Country for joining us tonight, and of course you for supporting local music. It's the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7.
When I was just a country picker with a fearless heart and a blue guitar, I sought fame but love came quicker when I found a girl with a country heart. Ooh, we love that girl. Ooh, we ride from the start. Ooh, we, yeah, she changed my world. How I love that girl with a country heart. settled down in her hometown. We said the words made her my wife. Settled down and it came around. I played my song, she made my life. Ooh-wee, I love that woman. Ooh-wee, we'll never part. Ooh-wee, never saw it coming. How I love that girl with a country heart. Years went by, there came a day, another lady caught my eye. Thought a while, but I didn't stray. Thought a while, cause I realized, way too old for packing and leaving. Way too old for a brand new start. Still too young to stop believing. In the love and power of a country heart. Ooh-wee, love that girl. Ooh-wee, right from the start. She changed my world. How I love that girl with a country heart.
Another highway sunset, another county line, another my marker, just saying I'm farther from something I'm leaving behind. One more truck stop coffee, one last cigarette. You would have thought I'd have been there by now. I should have lost you somehow, but I ain't quite there yet. Oh, I'm a little past crazy, on the edge of the night. Oh, I got my hands on the wheel and I'm starting to feel like it's all gonna work out alright. I'm a little past crazy, I see the dawn breaking through. Oh, I'm a little past crazy, a little bit close to getting old. Missed you in Memphis. Turn the radio on. Oh, but I didn't break down or think of turning around when that DJ was playing our song. When I crossed Colorado, you were crossing my mind. Yeah, and driving through Denver, I was dialing your number, but I didn't hit call this time. I'm a little past on the edge of the night. Oh, I got my hands on the wheel and I'm starting to feel like it's all gonna work out.
broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Happy New Year from Honda North,
home of the lowest price guarantee. At Honda North, we don't just say we have a better deal, we back it with a guarantee. Find out more at hondanorth.net/lowest price guarantee.
WLER, Butler, Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7.
You were young and your heart wasn't open, but you used to say, live and let live. But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say, live and let live.
I'm driving down the road.
And I have the radio on.
It's awesome.
Good driving music.
Like, makes me turn it up loud.
The Rock Station.
Send it off in a letter to yourself.
The Rock Station, 97.7. Station 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7.
Well, nothing bad ever happens to me. I never get a fly stuck in my teeth.
Yeah, I never run out of money, and I never get stopped by police. Nah, everything is swell. My conscience is clear as a bell.
You've probably heard that radio is the leading reach platform, with over 93% of adults listening to AM/FM radio each month. That's an average of more than 243 million, which is higher than TV, PC, smartphone, and even tablet usage. Radio is stronger than ever as more ways to listen emerge, extending its reach to the majority of the American public, including millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers too. Because radio works in real time, the emotional connections made through audio have more of an impact on consumers than video or print. Business conditions can change quickly, and radio is flexible, offering fast production turnaround times, allowing advertisers to put the right message out at the right time. As a media consultant, it's my job to help you fine-tune your message, schedule it with the correct frequency on the right media platform so that you consistently reach your target audience. At Butler Radio Network, helping your business succeed is our business. To learn more, call 724-283-1500 or visit butlerradio.com and click on Advertise. I'm Lisa Marie Kendrick, and I love what we do.
Back to the music. Now, the Rock Station, 97.7.